And what's more significant is that no one could accuse us of indulging in abundance. Rather, when we faced hardship, we refused to give in to it. As noted in the second epistle, where it states, I took money from other churches, accepting their support to serve you, and when I was with you and needed something, I wasn't a burden to anyone. And in this epistle again, we experience hunger, thirst, we lack clothing, and face hardships. And here again he suggests the same thing, saying, we endure everything. For by saying, we endure everything, he is implying both extreme hunger and dire circumstances, and all other hardships. Even so, we were never forced, he says, to defy the code we set for ourselves. Why? In order not to obstruct the gospel of Christ. As the Corinthians had fragile faith, he says, lest we hurt you by accepting offerings, we preferred doing even more than what is required rather than obstructing the gospel, that is, your teaching. Now, if we, in a matter where we had a choice, having the apostles as our role model, chose not to burden others so as not to hinder the progress of the word, not to cause even the slightest diversion and delay, if we, he says, exercised such care, how much more should you abstain, who fall far short of the apostles and have no rule that allows you to act otherwise? But instead, you are both engaging in forbidden activities and activities that grossly damage the gospel, not just hinder it, and that too, without any pressing need. This entire discourse pertained to the Corinthians, who were refusing to abstain from eating food dedicated to idols, thus leading their weaker believers astray.